Hi, are you in Mr. Bennett's psychology class? Yeah, I read the email. I just haven't put the face with the name. I'm Angel. Yeah, I figured you knew. Nice to meet you, though. I see you got started without me. No, it's totally fine. I already finished the prison experiment portion, so call it even. Yeah, I'm passing his class with 100. I'm like the only person in his class with an A. What? What do you mean that's shocking? Of course I do my own work. Why wouldn't I? Because I'm popular. Well, just because I'm popular doesn't mean that I don't have brains. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Looks can be deceiving. I'm a lot more than a pretty face. I'm actually really interested in psychology, so I guess I'll be helping you more than you're helping me. Okay, did you already do the case study on Phineas Gage? You're good. I already took notes on him. I'd go ahead and write this down because I know that this is going to be on a test. Yeah, the professor said something about, I don't know, like Tuesday. I think he's going to give us a pop quiz. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's open note too. So it's really important that you write this down. But Phineas Gage was a railroad construction worker who survived a severe brain injury. The case provided valuable insights into the relationships between brain and behavior. Did you get that? Yeah, that's kind of all you need to know. I'm pretty sure Mr. Bennett isn't going to go into detail on a pop quiz about it. I mean, he wasn't that important with everything, you know. I mean, he wasn't that significant, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean, it was important in a psychological aspect, but not really with philosophy. Let me ask you a question. Do you think philosophy and psychology have anything to do with each other? No. I disagree. Because I think that there's plenty of philosophical aspects of psychology. Let me see your notes. Descartes? Who is this? You spelled it wrong. Yeah, you spelled it really wrong. It's Descartes. Yeah, and this wasn't his quote either. His quote is, "I think, therefore I am." Yeah. Really philosophical. But did you know that his quote touches upon the concept of self-awareness and consciousness, which are fundamental in understanding human behavior, which 100% relates to psychology? Exactly. It's fascinating. I think it's completely mind-boggling how philosophy and psychology intersect. Take the nature versus nurture debate. For example, philosophers like John Locke and Jean-Jacques Rousseau, they had very contrasting views on the formation of human character, which psychologists later explored through empirical research. Yeah. You didn't have those notes either, huh? Yeah, I know a lot about it. It's, like I said, it's something that interests me. But this is a really good learning moment. You never judge a book by its cover. Yeah, we should not make assumptions about people's intelligence based on their popularity or their appearance. We all have our own unique strengths and interests. At least this way we can learn from each other share our knowledge and different perspectives. And with that being said, let's go ahead and put our knowledge to the test. I'll start. Can you tell me the difference between classical conditioning and operant conditioning? Almost. Classical conditioning is when an organism learns to associate neutral stimulus with a meaningful stimulus, which results into a conditioned response. Operant conditioning is, I'd say it focuses on the consequences of behavior, with reinforcement increasing the likelihood of the behavior reoccurring and punishment decreasing it. Here, we'll just move on to the next one. How about the concept of cognitive dissonance? See, you have the first part right. Cognitive dissonance refers to a psychological discomfort that we feel when we hold conflicting beliefs, attitudes, or behaviors. To reduce the discomfort, we tend to either change our beliefs, justify our actions, or seek out information that supports our existing beliefs. So basically, if you're on the opposing side of something in an argument, you're either going to educate yourself to switch sides or educate yourself or educate the other person. I mean, you know, you want something more trickier. Oh gosh. Okay. Well, what are the differences between episodic memory and semantic memory? Almost. You always have it like in the very beginning and then you completely go off the rails. I'm so sorry. I'm a very blunt person, but you're going to need to know this if you're going to pass. So to correct you, episodic memory refers to the ability to recall specific events or experiences from our past, like remembering a birthday party. Semantic memory, on the other hand, involves general knowledge and facts that aren't tied to a particular event, like knowing that Paris is the capital of France. I've never been to France, and yet I know that. You know what I mean? Great. Moving along. Here, give me one. Explain the concept of the bystander effect. Oh no, there's no way that I know this. Well, the bystander effect is a social, psychological, it's a social psychological phenomenon where individuals are less likely to intervene in an emergency situation when others are present. The diffusion of responsibility occurs because people assume that someone else will take action, leading to a decreased likelihood of helping. Like, let's say there's a, what could happen? Like a fire in a movie theater. No one's going to try to put that fire out. Everyone's going to run because someone can call the police and the fire department can come. Yeah. All right, next one. I'm on a roll. The difference between positive reinforcement and negative reinforcement. This is really good for like parenting, if you think about it, but enough stalling. Positive reinforcement involves adding to a desirable stimulus to increase the likelihood of behavior occurring again. For example, giving a student praise for completing their homework. Negative reinforcement, on the other hand, involves removing an aversive stimulus to increase the likelihood of the behavior recurring. For instance, taking away chores for good grades. I think I said that right. For example, like I said, parenting. If you have a kid and, you know, let's assume that you're being a good parent and you have a good relationship with the child. Like, if you say, eat your vegetables and we can go play outside tomorrow, the kid is probably going to eat the vegetables. Whereas if they don't eat the vegetables and they play outside, it's like you didn't really do anything. They don't have a stimulus to go off of. They don't think like, oh, if I get these vegetables in my system, I can go play outside. I'm going to play outside regardless. So I'm not eating your vegetables. You understand what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Oh gosh. I have cheer practice coming up. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you, but we have a big game this Friday. So maybe we can do this another time. Yeah. If anything, practice should be ending around like 7 tonight. So I could maybe come over if that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll stop by. It was nice meeting you. All right. Bye.